You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
It's motherfucking bowl season!
What?
Grab a beer and do not move.
Let's go. We're back. You had a little college football hiatus. The worst weekend in the world. I mean, besides SantaCon, the only thing that saved my life, something to do inside besides college football. But we're getting back December 16th. This Saturday, it's back in the college football action. If you're an avid gambler, it's the best time of the year. You have college football every single day of the week. What is that stupid Capital One jingle? It's Capital One Bowl Week or whatever. Capital One Bowl Mania.
Bowl
Mania? Oh, yeah.
All
so
right.
Get that Capital One credit card and max it out betting on your teams.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this is our Bowl Pick'em episode. We're doing a live two-part episode where we're picking every single game straight up for the, what's it called? The Bowl Mania Challenge?
The Capital One Bowl Mania Challenge.
And so we're just entering the wide pool, the wide open pool. Beer Bottle QBs, yes. You can follow us if you'd like. We'll tweet some stuff out of it. So how it's going to work, we're each going to pick, talk who we think we're going to pick, and then if we disagree on something, the other one's got to convince the other QB to yield to their decision, and that's how it'll be the final pick.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, let's start it off.
You want to start it off? This is the world-famous, everybody knows this bowl. You watch this bowl with your kids. You tell your grandkids about this bowl. The Celebration Bowl. We've got the Grambling Tigers versus North Carolina A&T Aggies.
If I believe this is right, I think this is the bowl game where you only watch halftime and that's it, correct? The drum watch.
Correct.
Correct.
This is considered the band bowl.
This is the band bowl. So we're going to pick just on bands. And I mean, I've got to go with Grambling State. That band is absolutely fire.
Well, that was an easy first pick because Grambling just brings the place down when they come on at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
And TCU had them a couple years ago.
It was
that
the highlight
was
of the game. The band, their band was the highlight of the game.
Yep.
I mean, we whooped the shit out of them, so it wasn't a good football game, but their band was absolutely electric.
Yeah. All right, so we're picking the Grambling Tigers.
Boom,
that
put
is
it in
picked.
The books.
Log it down. That one was easy. All right, the next one is the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
This is a good one.
We've got the Beer Bottles QBs podcast team, your Troy Trojans, playing North Texas, the Mean Green.
Yeah, this is actually a good one. Two up-and-coming coaches, Latrell, former offensive coordinator at UNC, Troy, Neil Brown, we've been talking about him all year. Can't believe he hasn't been hired yet. Fucking crazy.
Can't believe it.
Crazy shit happening here. I mean, I think this is an obvious pick.
Oh, I mean, only one of these teams beat LSU at home.
Very true, and 10-win season for the Troy Trojans. Troy, put them in the books.
Lock it in. All right. Blake, this is probably your favorite bowl that I think you mentioned this last week, that the Auto Nation Cure Bowl is your favorite bowl game of all time.
As far as sponsorships go, it's absolutely one of my favorite. I have no idea what Auto Nation Cure is. It sounds like some kind of a auto insurance, health insurance Ponzi scheme rolled into one, but it's absolutely incredible. It's in Orlando, Florida. How can you beat it? And we got two rousing opponents as well.
Huge, huge names here. Western Kentucky Hilltoppers at 6-6, and Georgia State Panthers at 6-5.
There we go.
Woo, let's go. This game might end 3-6.
I mean, I honestly have no fucking idea about either of these teams. So like,
I have never watched either one of these teams play.
Let's go with the one with less losses, which would be...
Oh, but Blake... I think we need to vote based on mascot here. Have you seen the Hilltopper mascot?
I have seen the Hilltopper mascot. It is pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive. I mean, we can go on mascot. I don't really have no skin in this game.
I mean, if you want to go Georgia State, we can go Georgia State.
Let's go Western Kentucky. You convinced me. Got to go for the Hilltoppers.
Got to go for the Hilltoppers. This isn't it. Okay, this is actually our next bowl game is actually our first, you know, somewhat of a intriguing bowl game, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Las Vegas Bowl, which I've been to and I recommend highly. And it is the Boise State Broncos versus the Oregon Ducks.
This is a tough one. I think the winner of this is whoever parties the least.
Yeah.
So I can walk you through this one a little bit. I really think Boise State should be the team I don't pick because there's nothing to do in Boise, Idaho. And so they should go more wild in Vegas. But I think Oregon losing their head coach, I think they're just going to go wild for this bowl. I think you got to go Boise State.
Yeah, I mean, but also Oregon's been on fire with that new QB. On fire.
Yeah, but I just think they're going to party more. Their head coach just left. I think they're going to be in the strip clubs a little bit more than Boise State, which is counterintuitive. Usually I would think that Boise State is they're going to be the ones just blowing it out because they want to get the fuck out of Boise, Idaho. But I think they're going to be a little tamer. They have a longer head coach, a little bit of an older team. I think Boise State takes it on this one.
Right. I mean, no head coach, no rules, right? I guess that's what Oregon's living by. So we're going Boise State on this one.
There we go.
All right. Ooh, great, great spot to have a bowl game, this next one. The Gildan New Mexico Bowl.
Quite the vacation place this time.
Quite the perfect, you know, retirement home golf course combo to go visit.
I hear Albuquerque is exactly where all 18 to 22 year old kids really want to go on their vacation and really want to spend their pre-Christmas time.
Yes. Oh, that's, you know, 18 to 25 year old kids, actually, New Mexico is trying to pass a law to actually limit the amount that can go over Christmas break because there's too many.
It's a hot spot these days.
It's like almost like Panama City Beach in Florida. It's getting close.
Ever since they cracked down on PCB, then I mean, that Albuquerque is the logical next spot to go to. Speaking of PCB, this is total tangent. Have you been watching Floribama Shore?
No.
Dude, incredible. So fucking funny. Yeah, I mean, if you like the Jersey Shore, which I absolutely love, then it's incredible television.
I love the Jersey Shore, so I'll have to check it out.
It's the Jersey Shore round two with Southern people. It's phenomenal television. So back, that's a small MTV plug. Please throw some cash at us, MTV. That was a great advertisement for you. You're fucking welcome.
Yeah, that was all sweet, right. So.
What do you think about this bowl? I mean, it's a Marshall versus Colorado State. I think you got to go with the Colorado State.
I think you have to. I mean, just they have. I think they have more athletes than Marshall. You got to hope.
Yeah, I mean, That's
how I always pick these kind of like teams I've never watched. Like, who kind of plays in a better conference and who has better athletes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, essentially.
Colorado State it is.
All right. Next up, Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. This sounds like a new one. In Crampton, or the Crampton, what, how many bowl games? Oh, it's in the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama.
It's a double bowl game.
Woo, man, wow. Middle Tennessee versus Arkansas State.
I think I'm going to go Arkansas State on this one.
I was going to say the same.
I mean, they have a better record. I've heard of them.
Yeah. really, that's just a flyover game because the next one is the bowl game of the century.
Oh, yes, it is. But also, before that, every time I see Middle Tennessee, I think it's a fake school.
I'm like, that can't
be a real college.
Directional Tennessee University. Like, what the fuck? I mean,
like, why would you call it Middle? Who names it, like, oh, we're where do you go to school? Oh, I go to Middle Texas.
Middle Texas. Hey, not what? East. Like, do you think it'd be East Tennessee, West Tennessee, like North Tennessee? Not middle, just middle.
Middle.
Strap dag in the middle.
Right. You go to Middle California University.
Middle California University. That's what they're changing USC's name to, I heard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, this next bowl has quite the best sponsorship name. Last year was a pretty good sponsorship name. It was the something-something Ponzi Scheme Awareness Bowl, Boca Raton Bowl. This year, I think they stepped it up. I'm sorry, Big Cat and PFT. I think they stepped it up to the Cherry Bundy Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl.
What is that?
What is, I don't know. I'm Cherry Googling Bundy, Cherry Tart Bundy. Cherry. I'm Googling Cherry Bundy Tart Cherry right now to see what it is. Oh, it looks like it's some side of juice. Oh, it's a juice.
Ooh, I may check it out.
Well, you may have to throw that out on the Twitter. Yeah, it's a tart cherry juice. It's exactly what it sounds like.
I think FAU may win by 100 in this game.
I mean, you gotta go. I mean, you're letting Lane Kiffin stay in Florida for a bowl game. Like, you're gonna let him go to Boca and bang all the old senior ladies. That's right up his alley.
Oh, they're gonna win by 100.
I mean, it's literally like MILFs is right up his alley. We all know the stories of Joey Freshwater banging boosters' wives at Alabama's.
Joey Freshwater.
Joey Freshwater, baby. He had quite the range on his spectrum.
He did. I mean, by the way, if you've never heard this story about Joey Freshwater, we're not going to ruin it. Just go Google it right now and enjoy the next 30 minutes of your life.
It's phenomenal, phenomenal. Lane Kiffin at his finest.
His absolute finest.
All right, we've agreed on everything so far. It's been a little bit of a boring episode. Maybe we'll get some better games coming up. Next up, the DXL Frisco Bowl.
Ooh, we got La Tech versus SMU.
They're playing in a soccer stadium, so I don't know if that'll have any effect on the game. FC Dallas' stadium is where they are playing. I go Ponies, I guess. I
don't know. No. We disagree on this.
You're going La Tech?
Yeah, they don't have their head coach. SMU just lost their head coach.
So, but it's La Tech. Like, I don't know anything about their football team this year.
Me either. But I know one thing about SMU is that they don't have a head coach.
I mean, yeah, that's true. They don't have a head coach. Let's see.
Who's their interim?
Okay, so La Tech got waxed by Mississippi State. Oh, they played South Carolina pretty good. They lost to UAB. I mean, that's
bad. Pretty rough. Well, like, UAB, UAB's 8-4 though.
True, and they are literally allowed to take anyone, even if they're academically ineligible.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can go. They've got some good wins.
Yeah, I don't
sure.
know.
Surefire, we'll go La Tech then on that one.
Yeah, but SMU's pretty good though. I don't know. I'm kind of throwing myself now.
Yeah, did you just talk yourself out of it?
Kind of did. I mean, I just kind of thought, who's SMU's intern? Do they still have their O coordinator? Is he coaching the bowl game?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Let's see. Interim head coach.
Who's their
What? Sonny Dykes is coaching the SMU bowl game?
Yeah, well, he's their head coach now.
Sonny Dykes is?
Yeah.
They hired Sonny from TCU?
Yeah.
Damn, how did we miss this coaching carousel?
I don't know. They hired him like last week.
Wow. I must have just flown under the radar. That's a good hire. Hey, really, he's a nice guy. I met him once.
Is he coaching the bowl game?
Yeah, it says he's coaching the bowl game. So that could be interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm rolling SMU now.
I would roll SMU too. That's interesting.
Yeah. SMU done.
I've only met Sonny once. I was in the football offices this summer. Or not this summer, but this past season. He was talking about buying an RV. So that was the top of his mind. I don't know if that'll help you win a bowl game or maybe. I mean, SMU, RV, why not?
Love it.
Yeah, let's go. All right, another phenomenal name. Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Bad Boy Mowers. Love it.
Played in the baseball field, Tropicana Field. Did not know that they could play football games there.
They have that weird statue in like center field of some Marlin.
Yeah, that's going to be a weird game. So this Temple versus Florida International. I feel like you want to go Temple, but like Florida International is kind of playing at home.
They are playing at home, but Temple plays against the big boys, though.
They do. They do play against the big boys. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I like Temple, but FIU is they're 8-4. It's tough to go 8-4. They only lost 4 games.
They got waxed. They beat UMass by better than Auburn did, so that's saying something.
Who did they lose to?
They lost to Old Dominion, Middle Tennessee.
Okay, I think
UCF
go
by
Temple.
50. They lost to UCF by 50.
I think we have to go Temple. Did Temple play UCF? They did, right?
We will see. Yes, they lost by less points, quite a few less points than whatchamacallit did, but they still lost by 20. So if we're going about how good they played UCF, then we go Temple.
Well, I think that's how we should go. I mean, that's the best team they played.
All right, let's go. Temple, put it on the board.
Lock it in. Done.
God. Dude, when are we going to get some good fucking games? Bahamas Bowl, UAB versus Ohio.
I don't care about this game. I don't care.
I'm going UAB because they can take anyone. It's in the Bahamas. UAB,
and they have a cool dragon logo.
Yeah, they do have a cool dragon logo. Both these schools are in bumfuck nowhere. Like, no one gives a shit about this.
No.
All right, on to the next one. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Central Michigan versus Wyoming.
I'm going Wyoming just because they have Josh Allen, that quarterback.
That's true.
And he can sling it.
He can sling the ball. That's a good one. I like that pick. All right, finally we're getting to some good games. Birmingham Bowl, Texas Tech versus South Florida.
This is interesting. This is the first kind of like, oh, you get, you know, somewhat of a blue blood team and not a blue blood, but a power five against a solid, solid football team in the bowls.
Yeah, this is it takes us to December 23rd to get a quality teams playing on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Boise State, Oregon. Like, December 23rd. That's way too long, college football. You fuck boys. NCAA finds a way to fuck everything up. But back off the topic, I think South Florida is a better football team than Texas Tech. And I think they're going to be better prepared, better coached. I wouldn't be shocked if South Florida runs Tech out of the stadium.
Same. South Florida's got a great defense, and Tech's strength is an average offense.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
So, like,
especially
Tech. It wouldn't surprise me if Tech only scored, 14 points in this game. Wouldn't surprise me.
I bet they'll score more than that, but I think USF wins handedly. Like a 42-28 type score, something like that. 49-28.
Like it. Lock it in.
There we go. All right, now we're going to Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, San Diego State versus Army. Army's hot. This one's in the Carter. Some say the greatest stadium in college football history. That's just some, I don't know. Just a
That's
few
most,
people
most.
Just a lot, yeah, a lot of people are saying it these days. About to go under some more renovations. It's going to be even more beautiful than it is. Many people have called it the Camden Yards of college football. So,
yeah, I've heard that.
That is something that was said besides me and you. So that's a legitimate thing that's out there, which is nice. All right, San Diego State versus Army. Army's hot. Who are you thinking?
Dude, you can't pick against the troops. Let's go. Army.
You can't pick against the troops in football because a lot of times the troops lose in football.
That's
it's
true.
Not their fault.
I think Army's got a pretty good team this year, though.
They do have a pretty good team, but San Diego State has that running back who's really good. What's his name?
Rashad Penny?
Yeah, that guy. I mean, they beat Stanford earlier this year. They beat Air Force, beat Northern Illinois. I think San Diego State's going to pull this one out.
Yeah, but like, but Army, though, they're coming off a big win against Navy, which Navy's usually good.
Huge win. Yeah, I mean, I agree, but they also
but
beat
it wasn't
Arizona
the snow.
State. San Diego State has beat some quality teams this year. I mean, they beat Arizona State. They beat Stanford. They're only, like, they lost to Fresno State and Boise State. They only have two losses this season, though.
Yeah, Fresno's pretty good.
Yeah, Fresno was really good before they lost that last game.
Yeah. I don't know. That's tough.
I think San Diego State's going to take it.
Convince me, Blake. Convince me right now.
I mean,
now,
what
San
else do
Diego
I have to convince
State.
You? Who has Army played who has they beaten that's in a Power 5 conference?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
They beat Air Force 21-0. That's a big. They lost to North Texas.
Yeah,
they
beat
to
Duke.
Ohio State. They didn't put a game up against Ohio State.
They beat Duke. They beat Temple.
They did beat Temple. But I'm just looking. I'm looking at San Diego State's wins. They have a strong running game. Army did just come off one of the biggest wins in program history. They won the Commander in Chief's Cup. So I think they might be overlooking San Diego State a little bit. And this is a good San Diego State football team, probably one of the best San Diego State teams that they've ever had.
Yeah.
They have a rusher who was arguably in Heisman contention until week eight when everyone, when the media decided that Baker Mayfield was going to win it hands down.
Yeah. I feel like that Army versus Navy game is kind of Army's bowl game, and they get more up for that game than they will any other game.
Oh, 100%. So, this is a vacation for them. They don't have to be at school. They don't have to be doing drills and shit.
Right.
They don't have to be, like, working, doing hard shit for a while. They get to do some, like, easier shit.
All right, you convince me.
San Diego State.
Is.
Let's go.
San Diego State it is. There it is.
Oh, and then, okay, we have a good one coming up next as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Dollar General Bowl, Appalachian State versus Toledo. Thoughts?
I really want to go Appalachian State just because they're Appalachian State and they beat Michigan in like 01 or whatever.
That's the reasoning that everybody has for Appalachian State anytime they're ever picked in the world.
It's always Michigan.
They beat Michigan that one time back in the day. I'm with you, though. I'm going Appalachian State as well. I don't like – I have a thing against teams in Ohio, I think. I don't like them. I don't respect their football culture. Maybe because they think that they're comparable to Texas high school football culture, and I say fuck that. I'm also – I've decided I'm anti-Rust Belt from now on. I think that's –
Yeah, I'm not a Rust Belt guy.
I'm not a Rust Belt fan. Like, I just think that's a part of the country that, like, doesn't really do anything for me. You don't have any cool factories anymore. You don't build any cool shit. You just got a bunch of, like, hick white people, I feel like. Like, it's like backwoods as fuck.
Well, Appalachian State is pretty much big white people, though.
Yeah, but they don't like... True. But, you know... Hey, I'm much more on the side of West Virginia than I am the Rust Belt.
Me
is
too.
West Virginia
Let's
considered
go Appalachian.
The Rust Belt? What?
Appalachian.
Appalachian State, it's in the books.
Lock right. it in.
Ooh, the Hawaii Bowl. This... Ooh. Fresno State versus Houston at Hawaiian-Tel Federal Credit Union Field at Aloha Stadium, Honolulu.
Ooh.
This is actually a really good game. This could be like one of like the – surprisingly one of the best games.
Right, right. This Hawaii game I feel like is always such a weird game because you never know like how these guys are going to react being in Hawaii if they're going to come out and play like a good game.
It's true. Who wants to practice football when you could be on a beach all day?
Exactly. In, like, the most beautiful place in the world.
Like, if I'm one of the coaches, I would have one of their practices on the beach. Like,
me too. I just feel like, we're just going to hang out all day.
No pad practice. You're just running plays on the beach. That would be pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. I think this a lot of it has to do with travel and has to do with, like, jet lag. And I think, so Fresno State, that's like you're shaving 3.5 hours off your flight time. To Hawaii,
yeah.
I think that gives them a big, big benefit.
I like them.
I think Fresno State's going to win this one.
I'm going Fresno.
How many games have we picked so far?
What's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
All right, so we have 6 more games to go. And we got another good one. The 26th, the day after
this,
Christmas.
Yeah, this
Zaxby's.
Is a legit one.
Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl, Utah versus West Virginia. I like this one a lot. It's played in the old Cotton Bowl, the traditional Cotton Bowl, which is pretty sweet. A lot of people would disagree. It's not cooler than Jerry World, but it's cooler than Jerry World. There have been some pretty cool games played in that Cotton Bowl, some pretty cool movie scenes played in that Cotton Bowl. Jerry World has had
a lot of history.
Cool shit. Yeah, it's not nearly as nice as Jerry World.
No.
But it's a pretty
it's
cool
a shitty stadium.
Yeah, it's a cool stadium. It's old. If the state fair's there, that's kind of dope, like Texas OU, all that shit. But this is a good one. I think it's a really good one. I think we're going to agree on who we're picking. I'm going West Virginia.
Yes, I'm going West Virginia. Is Will Grier playing?
He should be. I honestly, either way, I don't care. I don't think Utah's any good this year.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm going
bad
West Virginia.
Losses. They did nothing for me. At the beginning of the year, people thought they were going to be good.
They were horrible.
They really did nothing for me at all.
Nope.
So, West Virginia, this sounds like a winning pick 'em.
Yeah, we may win.
We may win. Let's hope so. All right. Quick Lane Bowl. Duke versus Northern Illinois.
Duke sucks.
Duke sucks? I know nothing about Northern Illinois.
Me either, but Duke just sucks.
They've been bad. Duke has not been great this year. They have certainly not been great. Northern Illinois, lost to Central Michigan, lost to Toledo, beat Nebraska, not saying a whole lot, lost to San Diego State, lost to Boston College. Boston College. Are you a fucking
Boston.
Knock? Are you a knock?
Are you a knock?
All right.
You a fucking knock.
Fuck, what do you want to go with? It's like flipping a coin with these two.
I'm going Northern Illinois just because they have more wins.
Let's go with the upset.
I like it. Upset.
Love it. Duke. Sorry, Coach Cutliffe, but you just did not pass today. You did not pass.
They did not play. They have not played good. Duke hasn't since that Baylor game.
No, they've been on a downslide. The next one, this is an interesting one. The Cactus Bowl. Kansas State, UCLA, Chase Field, Phoenix, Arizona. This is one of those toss-ups. Is Rosen playing?
Yes, that's a big key. Also,
he
UCLA
is,
doesn't have their head coach.
Even though he's going to the NFL? Has he declared yet?
He hasn't.
He has not declared yet. Okay, and so he is expected to play. Wow. All right, that changes things. UCLA, who's coaching the game?
I don't know. Not Chip Kelly.
I know that. I think this is going to come down to coaching, and when you have an interim head coach in a situation like this going up against the legend that is Bill Schneider, giving Bill Schneider almost a month prepare, I think you got to go Kansas State.
Yeah, you have to. And also, yeah. Rosen could come out in next week and say, oh, yeah, I'm not playing in the bowl game, and then UCLA is going to lose by 40.
Yeah.
So you got to pick Kansas State on this one.
I think you got to pick him as well. I'm very, 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 very heavy on the Big 12. I'm loving the Big 12 in this bowl year. I think it's going to be a huge year for the Big 12. Yeah.
We got really favorable matchups.
Yeah. And God. I mean, I just think we're the best conference. Best conference this year. All right. Let us roll on. Rolling on to how many games we have left? Two or three?
Two or three.
Let's go. Let's pick up to the Texas Bowl, and then we'll pick the rest in our next episode. So all the December 27th games we're picking today.
Got it.
A little bit over. You get some bonus games on this episode. All right. The Walk-Ons Independence Bowl. Southern Miss versus Florida State. The spread's like 15,000 to Florida State. Why are they even playing this game is what I don't understand. Like, why are these teams matched up?
I have no idea. How did this happen?
I don't get it. I don't get how you could have such a lopsided matchup. I mean, I don't know if the game will be lopsided, but having a Florida State program play a Southern Miss program, honestly, Southern Miss might win the game just because Florida State is not jacked up at all.
No.
Like, I think that's a real thing that happens, but I think the viewership on this game is zero. If there can be a 0.0 on the Nielsen ratings, I think it's a zero.
Right. But also, you got to take into effect, I think Florida State might even be able to win this game simply by just running the ball. Just because they're going to have bigger, stronger, and faster guys. That's going to be it.
Yeah, I mean, that's very possible. Like, I haven't watched a single Southern Miss football game. I barely even know that, like, that program exists. Like, I think you got to go Florida State, but I think Florida State may dick around and, like...
Yeah, this is a tough one because they could easily lose this just by getting complacent.
Yeah, but Southern Miss lost to Tennessee, so
okay, done. Florida State. Florida State. Tennessee is a dumpster fire, and you lose to them. Okay.
Florida State, so this is just proves our point about the 64 team playoff. If you want to have shitty games like this, you could have a 64 team playoff, and at least it'll mean something going forward.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, we're playing more total games than a 64-team playoff tournament would be.
Right.
And
we just picked.
And, the ratings on all these games are going to be garbage. The ratings on March Madness are fucking nuts for shitty teams playing each other.
We just picked about 17, 18 teams, and no one's going to watch any of these games except for maybe three bowl games. Literally three bowl games, and that's it. No one else is going to watch any of those games. Maybe flipping through it while you're sitting around the house.
If you don't have any money on any of these games, then you're not watching these games.
No.
Like, that's the only way I'm going to be able to watch a lot of these games is just by betting. I'm going to have to start betting. I'm not really a big, huge gambler, but we'll have to get Clay to give us his full list of picks for bowl games, who he's picking against the spread, and we'll hammer money on that. I think that sounds like a plan. All right, rolling on the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. Iowa versus Boston College in Yankee Stadium, New York, New York, the Bronx.
You going?
No, I'm not going. I will be in Texas.
You don't want to watch the Hawkeyes?
I don't want to watch the Hawkeyes. I do think the Hawkeyes will win handily, but I do not want to watch them.
Yes, I agree. Hawkeyes by 68.
Hawkeyes by 68. There we go. All right, now another new one. Foster Farms. Well, there's some great sponsorships this year. I say the sponsorships on a lot of these games are going to be more exciting than the games themselves. Arizona versus Purdue, Levi Stadium, Santa Clara, California. This is a toss-up. I mean, you got crazy-ass Jeff Brohm versus Rich Rod, a battle of two wild-card coaches. What do you think?
You got Khalil Tate, though, playing for Arizona.
And
they're
going to
run the ball about 7,000 times.
Yeah. Talent-wise, Arizona, like, by far has way better talent. Also, they're playing in similar climates. Purdue, they're going to be much more vacation-like because they're getting out of the fucking bumfuck cold.
Yeah, they're getting out of literally a blizzard every day.
Yeah, so like they're going to be fired up about going to California for a week, staying in a nice hotel. I think Arizona, you got to go with them. Big Ten sucks. You're playing on the West Coast. Pac-12 is underrated. Khalil Tate, he can ball. He can ball.
He can run. He can run.
So I think Arizona. I think that's the pick.
AZ, love it.
All right, now rolling on to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. The University of Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Versus the University of Missouri. I think this is kind of also like an easy pick.
I mean, you have to pick Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
they played very, very good teams very closely.
Yeah, I mean, Missouri football, I know their offense has been good at the end of the year, whatever. But, like, Missouri football, like, they weren't good this year. They got shelled by a fuck ton of teams in the SEC in SEC year. Like, and they're favored in this game. That's the most mind-blowing part is they're favored.
Yeah.
Like, you shoot me in the head. This is a team that lost 5 games in a row at one point. They lost by double digits in 5 games in a row to South Carolina, Purdue, Auburn, Kentucky, and Georgia. Kentucky wasn't by double digits, but all the rest of them were. That being said, they did proceed to win 6 games after that. Let me mention some of the very, very esteemed, competent, great teams they played. They played Iowa, Connecticut, Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas. So,
oh my God!
If you're impressed by any of those wins, then you probably work for ESPN.
And you probably didn't watch college football at all because
exactly.
I think 4 out of those 5 teams fired their coach.
there was a lot of those coaches were fired right there. Yeah, Connecticut as well, I believe. Wow.
Yes,
yeah. That's a crazy.
I think it really is 4 out of those 5 teams fired their coach.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty wild. That is pretty wild. I think the only person who's impressed by those wins is Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah. Paul, Missouri is good.
Missouri. All right.
Missouri.
So that is a wrap. Should we do a little bonus segment, CJ? A little holiday. Let's see. We've done holiday drinks. Let's do holiday eats.
Ooh, let's do holiday cookies.
Holiday cookies. Ooh, I like that. All right. Let's go. You start it off.
Oh my God! The number one holiday cookie for me would—I mean, you gotta go a sugar cookie that's decorated with icing. Number one, like a Santa Claus or like a reindeer shape with a bunch of decorative icing and some sprinkles. That's number one for me, hands down. That wins.
My number one. I'm going a little bit different. I'm going off the homemade route. I'm going with the Christmas tree brownies out of the packets, the Little Debbie's Christmas brownies. You pop a couple, you could eat those for days. Those are phenomenal. That's my number one treat. Number two has got to be just my mother's famous homemade chocolate chip cookies. Famous
nice.
Only in our household, but famous still. That counts.
But still famous.
But still famous.
Oh, my number two is my mother's thumbprint cookies.
Oh, what is a thumbprint cookie?
It's like a cookie, and then you put like a thumbprint in it, and then you put a chocolate Hershey's Kiss in the center.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, thumbprint.
Those
so
are
good.
The kiss, it melts in there.
It's like a sugar cookie mixed with like a peanut butter cookie. I don't know how they make them, but they're freaking good.
Those are quite delicious. I know exactly what you're talking about. Man, that got me off track. I kind of forgot what my third one was going to be. it was peach cobbler. It's got to be cobbler. It's cobbler with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. It's on the money.
That's a great call.
Hard to be beat. All right.
It's very difficult.
What's your next one?
The final one is gotta be the chocolate chip cookies and milk that you put out for Santa Claus.
There you go.
Have one or two of those and some milk before you go to bed.
Traditional chocolate chip. Especially if you got youngins in the house, that's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. All right, well, I think that's a wrap for our first episode of Bowl Season. We'll be back at you next week with our second episode, including our final college football playoff picks.
The final picks.
Who we got to win the national championship. I know I'm not picking Alabama. I'll just let you know that now. But
I'm not picking Alabama either.
So you can look for that. That gives you three options that could be our final national champion. All right, see you later, guys.
All right.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Merry Christmas.